Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Do you ever think about what you're going to wear? Maybe you bought a new outfit and you just can't wait to wear it. My summer wardrobe is my favorite, better than my fall and winter clothes. And the reason I like them so much is because of the colors. Many summer clothes have pinks and oranges, yellows and greens in them. I love these colors. Every day, I check the weather app on my phone to see what the temperature's going to be. I click on today, where it tells me what the weather's going to be like during the day and night. It also tells me what time sunrise and sunset are. If I want to see what the hourly temperatures will be, I click on the word hourly, and it shows me hour by hour for several days. You might be asking yourself, why does Cindy do this? My answer to your question is because I want to dress appropriately, wear the right clothing for the day. If I don't check the weather, I might choose the wrong clothes. Maybe choose a sweater when I should have chosen a sleeveless top, or boots when I should have chosen sandals. How I clothe myself matters to me. My outward appearance is what people see. What they don't see is what I'm putting on the inside. Things like attitudes, mindsets, and thoughts. These things should be as important to us as what we're wearing on the outside. But are they? People don't see what's on the inside, only what we're wearing on the outside. So what are you wearing on the inside? What does the part that only God sees look like? Well, he knows what we think. He's there when we fill our minds with worldly things, thoughts, and attitudes. They all make a difference, affecting what we think of others and what we think of ourselves. In Romans 12:2, we're told not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's children, we are not to look like the world, act like it, nor think nor sound like the world. Instead, we're to have our minds transformed and renewed by the Word of God. In Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9, it states, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure and lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it tells us to set our minds on things above, not on things that are on the earth. So what are you thinking about? Is your mind thinking on things above? Heavenly things, God, his promises, his attributes? Or are you consumed with the things of the world? Have the mindsets, attitudes, and philosophies of this world blocked out and distracted you from the things of God? And how's that going for you? Are you feeling anxious, weary, discouraged, consumed by life? Isaiah 61, verse 3 tells us to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. But you might be asking yourself, how can we do this when we've mistakenly sought after the things of this world and all it has to offer because we wanted to look and act just like the world, because they look like they have it all together? When we're feeling down, discouraged, when life has overwhelmed us, how do we go about putting on a garment of praise? Well, this is when we give to God a sacrifice of praise, praising him even when we don't feel like it, choosing to focus our attentions away from our problems and focusing on God, who he is, and what he's done. The songwriter Helen H. Lemmel understood this principle, So much so that she wrote a song about it and titled it, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I love the words she writes for the chorus of this song. She writes, Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Regardless of what you're facing, regardless of how bad it looks, when we turn to God, looking fully into his face, we're reminded of who he is and that our troubles, well, are not quite as bad as we once thought. The next time you get dressed, make sure you're as concerned about what you're putting on the outside for everyone to see, as well as what's on the inside, the part that only God can see.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.